What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? How are we doing? This is episode 13, I believe, of This About That. Tyler, how are we feeling?
Feeling good. Coming at you guys with a new episode. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about.
Yes, we do.
Really excited. Per usual, NFL is coming up this week. Thursday is the first game, and we're looking forward to having a lot more to talk about, but we have some good stuff to cover today. So, Cody, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah, so first thing I wanted to kind of get into is I'm a Niner fan, and everybody in the world has heard about this. Ricky Parcell, the rookie, got shot in the chest in San Francisco, I believe, a few nights ago. Was it two nights ago?
Yeah.
I believe. A few nights ago, and it was over a Rolex. He was going to a signing, and I think a signing party, and doing good work, and somebody just comes out, and I guess the other guy got shot too. So I don't know if Ricky was strapped there, but like, I mean, San Francisco, I'm sorry, like, for everybody listening, we're both from the Bay Area, same town. I mean, San Francisco's always been kind of, you know, a little shady here and there, but you're just used to it. But now it's kind of like, it's a little
growing up, you know, we could go down there for the day or like go down there. Yeah. Sometimes we drive down there at 9 o'clock at night and we just knew, like,
100%.
As long as we avoid these areas,
we'll be fine.
Really, we're going to be perfectly safe. Right. But that's not really the case anymore. Right.
Like, dude, it's not. It's
sketchy
not.
Going to San Francisco at 11 a.m.
So, dude, I went there last Christmas. And I was like, wow, the amount of just tents on every corner. I mean, like, I was like, dude, that I know that spot never had those. Like, it was just infested. Like, you couldn't go to any corner. And then, you know, you kind of get over to, like, the San Francisco State a little bit, and it starts to clear up. But still, it's getting bad over there, too. So it's kind of shifting. And I'm like, damn.
Right.
It used to be a great city. But, like, yeah, Ricky Parcell, rookie wide receiver for the Niners. I loved him. I talked about him in our one of our episodes. He was one of the leading receivers in the SEC. Great dude, great hands, fast, fits into our offense well, and he was going to be in the rotation. I guess he's going to be missing about four games, which rightly so, dude. Take as much time as you want.
Yeah.
And need, you know, because I couldn't even imagine that. That's pretty scary.
Remember a couple of years ago, when Brian Robinson on the Commanders was a rookie, and he got shot in the leg during an attempted robbery.
That's right. Wow. It's like, I feel like people get it, like, they get it, like, I don't know if it's bad timing or if, like, people plot this out because, like, these people are celebrities, basically, or I don't know, dude. You just hear it happening to, like, a lot of, you know, athletes for some reason. Yep. Athletes, I think, especially football players, a lot. And it's super tragic, and we're, you know, praying for 100% recovery. So I think he's going to be fine.
Like, you know, I can't help but laugh, like, not at the situation because it's terrible, but, like, what are the odds of that happening? Like, it's just such a crazy situation that's, like, almost like this has to be a joke. Somebody made this up. Like, how does that even happen is like, kind of my point.
I know, and it's just, like,
it's just so wild.
Like, dude, he probably has never been to San Francisco before. That probably was the first time. And what a horrible just first trip, probably. I mean, that's just super tragic. Right. I think he's going to be fine. I heard that he's making a 100% recovery. And I'm, you know, praying for him, all that good stuff.
Yeah,
but that's pretty crazy. So prayers up to him. But moving on, we're going to be talking about Ja'Marr Chase a little bit. Ja'Marr Chase is wide receiver for the Bengals, and he is on a holdout right now. And Tyler, do you want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, it's been kind of crazy this year for wide receivers, right? And the contract situations, you know, Justin Jefferson was wanting an extension. He got his.
CeeDee Lamb gets paid out. Ayuk finally gets off his high horse.
Ayuk.
God, man, dude, that pissed me off. Holy,
that shit was crazy.
Dude, I was like, just like,
sorry, Brandon. I'm sorry you don't want to be here, but we'll send you over here. He's like, I don't want to go there.
Dude, he has like four other options. And I'm like, I have this older guy that works on my, and he's a big Niner fan. He's like, oh no, he's staying with us. Trust me.
Yeah, I was like,
I didn't believe him at first.
He's go to these trades because he doesn't actually want to go anywhere.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He just wants to. Exactly. And I'm like, dude, come on, brother.
So that was crazy. But then, you know, the Bengals are in a weird situation because they have T. Higgins, who's pissed off because he's on the franchise tag.
Yep.
And then you've got Ja'Marr Chase who wants an extension. And I'm going to read this article from CBS Sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a direct quote from Ja'Marr Chase, but this is what Chase is wanting according to NFL media. Chase wants a new deal that will make him the highest paid receiver in NFL history. That title currently belongs to Justin Jefferson, who got a new 4-year, $140 million extension in June. Now, when you read that sentence, you're thinking, oh, he must want $50 million, $60 million. That's not the case.
Mm-mm.
It says here, Chase isn't looking to blow that deal away. Instead, he simply wants to beat it by one penny.
God, that's just so, like, bizarre to me.
Any thing I've ever heard is him being like, yeah, no, I don't want to play unless I'm the highest paid receiver by one penny. And it's just so funny because Chase and Jefferson were teammates on LSU. And, like, you know, there's probably some, like, background stuff where, like, you know, they're going to joke with each other about
it. Sure.
You know,
dude, it's just bizarre to me because you see these interviews of these older guys that played in like the freaking 80s, 90s, and they're like, especially like, you know, 70s and 80s, and these guys are like, oh yeah, dude, my contract was like $50,000. I was like, dude, and they're going out there, oh dude, just like, no, that is like that era of football. There was no rules. There really wasn't rules, dude. And those guys were getting paid. I mean, like, dude, it's wild.
No,
and they went out there and they didn't care. Like, they just did it.
You could almost put any NFL player in prison. It wasn't about playing football. It was about putting the other person
on. Hurting people.
Go look at, a good example of that is Bill Romanowski, if you remember him.
Yes.
The linebacker. Bill Romanowski. Like, I'm going to break your ribs today because I want to.
Yeah, dude. He said there's a video of him, like, spitting in a 49ers face and then, like, bite. He said somebody, like, at the bottom of the pile, you just hear screaming because Bill Romanowski was breaking fingers down there. And I was like, dude, you sick bastard. And when you look at him today, tell me something's not
clicking up there.
No, I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you, I pray for Bill Romanowski because, like, dude, this CTE stuff, like, it really takes – I don't know. I hope it never really gets to that point for him. But, like, he's looking like he might have a – he's had a bolt loose since day one. I think when they interviewed him when he was younger, he still was a little loopy. So I think he's just like that, but I hope he doesn't end up like, you know.
I think he's just a nutcase.
Yeah. 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 From day one, dude. Just like, what was that linebacker for Houston Texans, dude?
Oh, the freaking
Brian. Yeah. Brian Cushing. Yeah. That guy. Yeah. That guy had a problem.
Didn't he headbutt somebody without a helmet on?
Yes, he actually ran down on kickoff, nailed this lineman to the ground, gets up, and he, like, flips off his helmet. He turns around. Boom, dude. Blood dripping down his face. He wasn't even fazed, dude. That picture was so cool, too.
It's, like, such a
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, Ja'Marr Chase, like, going back to that, I just don't get it. It's one of those things where they don't practice. They just show up, and I'm like, what are we doing? You guys are already millionaires.
Like, I want to be the highest paid receiver in NFL history, like all this stuff. I'm like, are you even in the conversation to be the best receiver in the NFL right now? Like, how do you want that money? Justin Jefferson right now, in my opinion, clearly the best wide receiver in the NFL. Just based off talent alone, I almost sound like a homer, is between him and Devontae Adams still for the best wide receiver in the NFL, right? You can throw Tyreek Hill in there if you want. I don't put Ja'Marr Chase – maybe I didn't even put him in my top five. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where, like, there's the break in all this money coming up is that, like, is Ja'Marr Chase the best receiver in the NFL? And are you just, like – and obviously, you know, like, next year – when some receivers hit free agency or something like that, there's going to be a new highest paid receiver in NFL just because that's how the money works, right? Like every year there's a new highest paid. Devontae Adams, highest paid NFL receiver ever. Then Tyreek goes to the Dolphins and it's him. And then it's whoever, you know, it's like, it's just the way it goes. It's just kind of crazy to me.
I mean, it's kind of like going back to the Ayuk situation. These guys are holding out.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude, it's just ridiculous because at the end of the day, you're not going to sign with another team if you're being that successful. But Ayuk, buddy, you better step up the stats in the playoffs. Pal, I'm just going to let you know that right now.
Like, he's playing with his college quarterback. Like, that's every NFL receiver's dream, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So it's just wild to me. I don't get how these guys can just show up to practice and be like, yeah, I'm holding out on my teammates and my team and all this other stuff because of money. I'm like, dude, you are already a millionaire. Like, your entire lifeline is set if you're smart. Yeah. Like, it's just wild to me, like, how these guys are just so crazy with this shit. And back in the day, they'll be like, yeah, give me a warm hot dog, a cigarette, and a fucking crisp $5 bill, and I'm going to go out there and murder a dude.
Get a shot of whiskey. And I'll
legally murder. That's how football was back in the day. Like, they were it was legal to just boom.
It was just work. Back then, it was like you're working a 9-to-5. You know, you're
getting paid. It really was. It really was. Oh, God, it's just crazy, man. So that's just a crazy thing. But moving on, we're going to talk a little bit about college football. If any of you guys were watching the game last night, USC took on LSU in Las Vegas at your home stadium, T. And it was a absolute battle. To the end, Yaya, shout out Yaya. He was at the game live. I'm terribly sorry about how the game went, but, you know, it was a good one. But, dude, I've never been a USC fan. And before this game, and I will admit it right here, I said LSU by a million. Because every year, USC will have all these dudes. Their offense is high-powered like usual, and then their defense gives up 45 against Cal. And it's just like, now it's like, okay – they give up 20, and their defense looked fucking, like, scary, like, solid. Like, and their offense was looking really good, too. I think that quarterback for USC is just money, dude. Miller Moss, man, 27 for 36, 378 yards and one TD. So they ran the ball quite a bit. So that's one thing I took away from USC is their big – dude, their offense line up front, they're massive. They're moving around. And LSU's defense was supposed to be pretty good. They have like a top five linebacker, and they got kind of pushed around. And I think that USC – and I'm eating my words here. You know, I think they're finally kind of a more well-rounded team. It's like their defense can finally hold teams to 20 points and not be going into 45, 50 point shootouts, you know, against Arizona or Arizona State or Cal Berkeley, Stanford.
I'm wrong here, but isn't LSU's offense not really as good now since they lost, you know?
Yeah, they lost
Trophy winner last year.
They lost Daniels and the kid. Okay, Nussmeier, he's good. He had a decent night. Like, looking at his stats, he went 29 for 38, 304 yards, two TDs, one interception. So he definitely got outplayed by USC's quarterback. And, it was a great game. So I think USC is definitely going to be a sleeper. I'm not telling Michigan to watch out, but, dude, I mean, they're coming. Dude, I think USC is going to be one of those dark horses, and they're just going to keep on
climbing. It's like I said, you know, Michigan's in a weird spot right now where they're going to be – their defense has to play extremely well in order for them to win games because the offense, the quarterback situation is a mess.
Well, because as you know, the Big Ten has never been like as that high-powered, explosive kind of throwing offenses except for Michigan, you know, and Penn State sometimes.
Michigan's been known for their run game for so long.
Exactly. So I'm like, I'm worried that like, I don't know how from the Pac-12, that offense is going to play against a Big Ten defense every week in, week out, because there's a lot of teams transferring over.
Right.
So I'm curious to see how it goes, but I think USC is definitely going to be a dark horse. I'm not worried about Colorado. We can just touch on that a little bit. I think their performance was horrible. I had NDSU, and, you know, we know how that went. And,
I would take them again.
And Colorado, I just don't think I don't see anything different. They supposedly they're like, oh yeah, we got a bunch of guys, and I just don't
believe,
see it.
Like I can't just believe don't that Colorado can go into a game where they are not putting up a very good performance against North Dakota State. And granted, North Dakota State isn't a bum program or anything like that. You know, they've had
some success, that's the thing.
But these fans are acting like they're a like huge school or whatever. They're not even
dude.
Like, in the FCS, like they're just
North Dakota State is just known as the FBS killers. And I had money on them, and I knew that they were going to play a close game. But, dude, it's like their schedule going forward, they play Nebraska this Saturday at Nebraska. And Nebraska just signed a five-star, Dylan Rayola, five-star quarterback for Nebraska. He's slinging it. Then you got kind of a Colorado State, which should be a wipe. But then you play Baylor, UCF, ranked Kansas State, Arizona. I mean, like this schedule is not good for Colorado. I just don't see them coming out with a positive record. I think it's going to be just like last year, a four-win program, five-win program.
And the problem with them is that, like, one win because of Deion Sanders and because of the players they have, like Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders and Shiloh Sanders, who fucking sucks, by the way. He's the worst defensive back on that team. The only reason he's starting is because his daddy's the judge.
He's not good. Every once in a while he makes a good play, but I love the quarterback. I'm sorry. He's a top five quarterback in college football, in my opinion.
You're a big fan of Shedeur?
Dude, he balls out every game, and his defense just never comes up to show up.
That wasn't my point. I'm not saying that those guys are bad.
Oh, no, yeah. I'm just like
because of those players, right, those talented players, whatever, they get so much hype, and then they end up getting overhyped, right? So, like, you're going to have reporters talking about Colorado for the next few days until they play again. And it's the same thing that happened last year. They had a few good games. And they got to go play some big boys.
They played a very overrated TCU team, as we all know. And then the hype train was done after Colorado. That. Colorado State was a shootout. Yeah. And it was just – I don't see much of a difference this year. I just see the hype began with Deion Sanders. And it's like his son at quarterback is carrying the team with Jimmy Horn at wide receiver. That kid is freaking – I think he's a wide receiver, or is he a running back? Because he kind of plays every
receiver. He had like 100 and something.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he's insane. Like, absolutely. Him two are just great.
He kind of got overshadowed because Travis Hunter had three receiving touchdowns.
And also Travis Hunter. And those three right there.
Horn had a great game.
He did. Jimmy Horn had a great game, dude. He's money. He is money, and he's fast. And obviously, you know, he's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. But I don't see that team winning more than five games. I'm just gonna say that right now. I think their schedule is a little bit too tough. Yeah. Before we move on, I just want to touch a little bit on Boise State's performance, considering that I am a Boise State fan.
Popcorn, folks. This is about to get real.
I'm disappointed in our performance. I really am. I get it's the first game, right? And we were away. What doesn't make any sense to me is how we give up 45. I think it was 45 points. I got to check myself real quick. 45 points to Georgia Southern, 56 to 45, to a team that has been in the FBS for probably 3 years. They were in the FCS before that. Yeah. Now they're in the FBS. We go out and Ashton Gentry, who is – he keeps having the season he's going to have. He's going to win Heisman, no fucking doubt. He had six touchdowns. I don't even know how many yards. Six tutties. And he balled out. Our offense played decent. Our offensive line and our running back play. Sire Gaines, he's also money, dude. One of our other running backs, dude, the kid is a baller, Tyler. He's really good.
Six touchdowns is so crazy.
Yeah, dude. It's video game numbers. It's insane. And if he keeps going, you know, doing that, he's going to be considered for Heisman. There's no way you can block him out. But then defense, same old, same old. I mean, the defensive backs could not cover anything. Like anything. It was unbelievable, dude. I couldn't even name like a drive where they actually like just put a stop to it. Our secondary was horrible. No offense. I mean, it's just I'm being real right now. It's the same old team with a little bit more talent. And I think, you know, I'm going to the game this weekend and I'm a little nervous. I just don't think our performance and people are cheering in the bar. I'm pissed. I'm just sitting there. I'm like,
you guys
there's nothing to cheer about. We just gave up 45 points to a team that is not even should be in our caliber. Yeah. And now we're going to the third ranked team in the country, at Austin Stadium. Yeah, we're going to the game.
That's right.
Dude. That'd be fun. Yeah, we're going into enemy territory. But, you know, the good thing is that.
What if you win?
Yeah, dude. They're hey, Oregon Duck fans, you guys are 0-3 against us. Sorry to announce it. What
if you win?
But I will be real here. Dude, there's a good chance. I think there is no other way. Like, it's either we're going to get blown out because – but Oregon didn't play well. They played University of Idaho and won 24-14. That's not good. I don't know if they're getting the jitters out. I don't know if they're getting Gabriel, you know, their quarterback kind of like used to everything. I don't know if they're just going to come out and absolutely slaughter us. But I will say, if we can run the ball like
– He transferred from somewhere, didn't he?
Oklahoma, my Sooners. Yeah,
that'll do it.
Which they haven't played anybody yet, so we won't talk about them. But Boise State, I mean, I don't know. If we can run the ball like we did, our offensive line clicking, both of our running backs clicking, I think we got a shot. I think it could be a shootout.
I think you're going to have to outscore them. I don't think you're going to be able to stop
them. Yeah, I don't think so either. It's just like it's going to have to be a shootout. We have to score on every drive. They score, we score, they score, we score, and hope to God our defense makes a stop at some point. Something's got to happen. I don't know. But Austin Stadium, that is not an easy place to play on the road, dude. It's going to be a loud one. So 100%. I'm pretty pumped for that. But moving on, we're going to get into, I believe, this bracket that Tyler has. So I'll him get into this. This is going to be a fun one. I'm excited about this.
Everybody, you know, you're driving down the road. It's been a long day. Man, am I hungry.
Man, oh, man.
And you see those golden arches. Man, shining like a beacon. Beacon of hope on that long drive. You say, you know what? I'm going to pull myself over. I'm going to get myself something to eat. Mm-hmm. Well, today, we are going to be doing a tier list of McDonald's menu items. Here we go. Add this to the stage. We've got some tiers right here. There's the best tier, which is you'd eat this anytime, anywhere. Incredible. Give me 15 of them right now. Next tier is always hits. This is just consistent. You know you're going to get this, and it's going to be great. This is where you can then you go down to decent. Like, you know, if somebody gave this to me, I'd eat it, you know, but I'm not ecstatic about it. I'm not disappointed. I'm just, you know, whatever. Fine, but I'm not thrilled. Now, this is somebody gives you something, and you're like, I really don't want to eat this. But you have to. You know, it's like, damn, this is the worst thing that's happened.
Got to scarf it down. Got to plug your nose, dude.
Yep. And then we've got get this thing away from me. I think there's going to be a couple of items that are going to fall into this category.
And I feel like we're going to piss some people off with these, but I'm going to be very real.
I'm beyond certain.
I'm being as real. I've tried pretty much everything, I think, on this menu. So
we are going to get this started.
Yep.
And to kick it off, we have the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
I'm putting that at decent. I'm saying decent because that's not going to be my first breakfast choice. It's not the best breakfast choice.
Moving on, we've got the good old Egg McMuffin. This thing always
hits. It always hits, dude. You just know. So yeah, so good, especially when you're just hungover after slamming, you know, a gazillion beers, and you're just like, man, I could go for an Egg McMuffin, and it hits every time. It's just warm. It's buttery. It's salty.
Sausage McMuffin. I'm putting this in decent as well.
I'm putting that in decent because I've had those. Sometimes I just go in and I'm like, give me like six of those.
I prefer the Canadian bacon.
Okay. Yeah. I can get behind that.
Here,
yeah.
on the regular Egg McMuffin is so much better.
Sure. I think so, too.
Snap to it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Sausage McMuffin with egg. Again.
Decent.
You're putting lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
We're going decent here.
We're going decent again. Sausage biscuit.
I think this is everything.
I think I'm doing fine, but I'm not thrilled.
Yeah, I'm thinking the exact same thing.
I think it's perfectly rated. It's like I've had it before, you know, just randomly in a bag. You know, like if everybody's getting breakfast, like you just have so many in a bag, you just reach down, and you're like, oh no. Lather it in hot sauce and you got a fucking decent meal, but it's you know, fine, but I'm not thrilled.
Yep. And we got the sausage biscuit with egg.
That's another, I think, fine, but I'm not thrilled. I think it's right there. I mean, you're just basically adding egg. I don't know. I mean, it might make it a little bit better, but
yeah,
not too much.
Yeah. Bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles.
Ooh. Always hits.
In my opinion, I'm putting this in decent.
Okay.
If nothing more than the fact that the next couple that are coming up.
Oh, wait. I can see the next couple. Yeah, we can put that in decent. Yep. That's fine.
This guy
is
a bummer. It's fine, but I'm not thrilled because of the lack of a certain ingredient that we're about
to make. Yes. Yep.
For our first entrant into Incredible, give me 15 of them right now.
Yes.
The sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle.
Oh, my goodness. This might
be McDonald's best menu item.
You know what? I might have to agree with you on that. I can scarf down probably 15 of those.
The slightly spicy sausage on that sandwich with the cheese, the egg. Mm-hmm. And you can – honestly, sometimes, dude, I just take the egg off. The cheese and the sausage are enough for me. But then you get to the sweetness of the pancake buns. And you guys are talking to the right people for this. Me and Cody are a couple big backs. We get after this.
Oh, yeah, dude. I would
gobble this up.
I would absolutely destroy those. Like, any chance I get, I'm getting those. And it's just – it hits every time. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. Give me 15 of them right now.
The big breakfast.
Yeah. I would say that's fine, but I'm not thrilled. Yeah, I can put that there.
It's happen the next few.
You know, when I was a kid, you know, I would normally order those. You know, you just get the big old platter and you share with everybody, and it's just kind
of
like.
Are you okay with putting all of these three, the plates, in the same tier? Because I'm
never. Yeah, it's just I've never been a fan of them. The hotcakes are pretty decent, though. I might have to put those in decent.
Dude. I'll put those in decent.
But those aren't bad, dude.
You see what I'm saying, though? Like,
yeah, no, I get you.
I don't really think I'm going to get a whole thing. A whole breakfast plate from McDonald's. I'm just going to get a sandwich, something I can eat quick in the car.
Mm-hmm.
This monstrosity, in my opinion, is get this thing away from me. Have you ever had this?
Actually, at work, one of our managers will just pick up a bunch of McDonald's like breakfast items, and one of those were left in the bag. I heated it up. Like, in the moment, I was like, okay, but like in most situations, get this thing away from me. Get this one. Yeah, I think it would be. I think
that thing is disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's disgusting. Hash browns.
Give me 15 of them.
They are
absolutely so, absolutely. They might have some of the best hash browns of all time. I'm gonna be completely real here. I've had a lot of good breakfast place hash browns, and they're different. But man, dude, just a McDonald's hot. And
you better have a good grip on that piece of paper, because you won't touch this thing. Your hand is
just your hands are just glistening, dude. But it's so good. You just know it's so bad for you, but you're like, God, give me 15 of them. Give them to me.
Fruit and maple oatmeal. I think we're in agreement here.
Get this thing away from me.
Yeah,
get the fuck out.
All right.
Jesus.
We're moving past breakfast and into lunch/dinner.
All right.
And we're going to get started with the Big Mac.
I'd say the Big Mac always hits.
It always hits.
Always hits.
I agree with you.
It's just, it might not be the first thing I order, but sometimes I'm like, damn, I want a Big Mac, you know?
Sometimes I'm thinking, get the middle bun out of here, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need all those extra carbs.
Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of sitting there, you know?
I'm already degrading my body. I don't need more of this.
Sure, yeah.
Quarter pounder with cheese.
Okay, quarter pounder with cheese is delectable. I could put that as always hits.
Yeah. I'm thinking that because I don't think it's as good as where we're going.
Yeah. I think we're heading in one of my favorite directions.
Double quarter pounder of cheese.
Those are as always hits. I think that's a perfect rating for that. I think it's just you're all kind of getting the same, but we're about to mix it up here a little bit. So,
and I'm going to put this one actually into like. Fine, but I'm not thrilled.
What is that?
Quarter pounder with cheese deluxe. That's where it comes with like tomato, lettuce, all that
shit. Nah, fine. I mean, if I'm going to McDonald's, dude, don't give me any like vegetables on it, fruit. Consider tomatoes a fruit. you know, yeah, just fine, but I'm not thrilled.
The McDouble.
Oh man, dude. I love McDoubles. Are just so easy to eat.
So fantastic. It might be the perfect fast food burger.
I think so too.
It's just that good, man. I mean, it's just it's in another stratosphere.
Yeah.
Quarter pounder with cheese and bacon. You know, I'm putting this into decent, right? You're just putting bacon on something I already like, and I don't really want McDonald's bacon that much.
Yep.
This almost goes like here.
Yeah, you can put it at fine, but I'm not thrilled. I've never ordered that, so
that's just my opinion. The cheeseburger.
Anthony would be like,
now I'm gonna put this in always hits.
Me too.
Just because it's the single version of one of our favorite things.
Yeah.
You can get it for like 50 cents one day a week.
Exactly.
Now, this is where I don't understand the double cheeseburger. What's the difference? I guess it has an extra piece of cheese as opposed to
the McDouble. One. I don't know, dude.
McDonald's. I'm gonna put it in the middle. I don't miss that extra piece of cheese. I just get the McDouble. I don't even think about getting an extra piece of cheese.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to bet you they're charging 50 cents for that extra piece of cheese.
Sure.
The classic McDonald's burger. This is just a hamburger, no cheese or nothing. I'm thinking you get this
thing away. I just get this thing away from me. I don't think I've ever ordered that unless I was maybe four.
Now, here comes four that are in a dangerous territory, and they could all go to the bottom here because I don't order these.
I do, and I'll give you a fair rating on all of them.
Okay,
you trust me on this. The McCrispy, I'd say. Oh, I gotta see what's.
It's just pickle and chicken.
Yeah, we're gonna put. I'm gonna put that at decent because I've had it. I've had it quite a bit.
Okay, then we got the deluxe McCrispy, which is with lettuce and tomato.
Put it at decent because I know exactly where we're.
The spicy McCrispy.
Always hits, bro. That shit's fucking gas. And you can put is that the spicy deluxe McCrispy? Yep. Yeah, you can put that at decent, bro. But like the spicy dude, I love that. Oh, so good. Okay. That is an absolute abomination. Get that fucking thing away from me.
If I'm over with you in person and you order the filet of fish, I'm going home and I'm never talking to you again.
Like, I don't like, dude, there are some people out there that swear by this, and I'm like, there's no way I'm trying. I haven't had the filet of fish. I mean, I've tried it. Let me take that back. I haven't had a filet of fish since I was a kid, and when I had it, it was disgusting.
I've never partaken in a filet of fish, nor will I ever.
I'm like, dude, fish at McDonald's? Nah. Get that thing away from me and don't ever bring it back up. Actually, bury it underground and never speak of it again. Take it back and put the McRib back on the fucking menu.
You know, is there
take the filet fish out?
Can I make a new tier? How do I add a row?
There you go. Yeah.
Let's go.
What are we thinking? What the fuck? Oh, yeah.
We're gonna that's
where we got to put the fucking Filet-O-Fish. Put that motherfucker down there.
Yeah.
Get that motherfucker out of there. No way I'm doing that, dude. God, dude. I'm in the same boat as you.
Get this thing away from me.
God, if I see talk about it. If I ever, like, and we're all the boys were together, and I was like, if you guys ever get the filet of fish, we might have to strike you dead, like right there. Like, just absolutely beat the shit out of you for no reason, just because you ordered a filet of fish. Well, that's the reason. So, filet of fish. Ugh.
Next up is the McChicken.
Oh, bro, always hits. Actually, no.
I think it's better. Is it better than McCrispy's?
Yeah, it is. Fuck. Right. That was.
You can get that. You can also get this spicy.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, the McChicken.
It's fire. Phenomenal.
McChicken's
granted, you know, I get it with nothing on it. I just get a little side of ranch and I pour it on there. Because who wants mayonnaise on a chicken sandwich? It's kind of gross, but I'll digress. Yeah. So we're going to go to the last lunch item. I don't know why it's all the way down here, but it is the McNuggets.
Incredible. Give me 15 of them. I could slam McNuggets every day of the week.
When I was a young man and I was larger than I am now, which is hard to believe, I used to get like a 20-piece. And just house the whole thing. And like, I wouldn't just get, I'd get like a 20 piece two McDoubles and a large fry and just sit there and eat the whole thing.
Gotta have the fry, dude. Gotta have the fry. And it's what? Crazy.
When they come out with the seasonal, like they got spicy chicken nuggets, fuck me up.
Yeah, dude.
This should stuff. Be at top tier. The McDonald's fries.
Yeah. I love them. Give Incredible. Me, dude. Give me you a just billion. Cannot let Give them get cold enough. One bit. Yeah. If no, you let those let fries get cold one bit, it is horrible. But you have to eat them straight.
Fine. But they lose their temperature so quickly.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
And that's why, like, you got to ask. You almost got to ask, like, hey, can I get the fries fresh? Like, burning my mouth hot. And then you just got to eat them in the car on the way home.
Yep. That's the only way to do it. I feel like that's the only way to do any drive-through. I'm finishing my fries before I get back to the
crib. Yeah, like, between them and In-N-Out, dude. In-N-Out's fries, also, when they get cold, are just unbearable.
Yeah, that is true. 100%. Same type, kind of.
Apple slices.
Well, you can put that as get this away from me.
I'm not going to put it in what the fuck. Because, yeah.
Apple fritter.
Apple fritter.
I love apple fritters, but yeah, I mean, I've never had a McDonald's apple
fritter. Again, this is one of those things, like, it almost falls into what the fuck. I think the what the fuck is just exclusively for the fillet of fish.
I think so, too.
Get this thing away from me. I'm not going to McDonald's ordering an apple fritter.
Yeah, no, neither am I.
Except what I have, and it was awesome when we're putting it in decent.
Okay. I can agree with that. I can agree with that. Apple fritters are good, dude. They're solid.
Yeah.
Blueberry muffin, fine, but I'm not thrilled.
Fine, but I'm not thrilled. It's just a blueberry muffin, you know.
Yeah, cinnamon, you can put that there, too. It's not like we're at Cinnabon. They don't specialize in that.
I don't think I would ever eat this. Would you ever eat this?
I probably would. Okay. I put it at fine, but I'm not thrilled. Put it
in fine, but I'm not thrilled. Oreo McFlurry.
Bro, I could put that – at Incredible, give me 15 of them.
I'm going to put it there too. But the question was who was going to go on top. And I think the McFlurry with M&M's is going to go and always hit.
Yeah, me too. Yep, I agree.
I think these are interchangeable though. Like
I do agree with that too.
I only get the Oreo one. But like when I do get the M&M one, I'm like, fuck, what have I been missing out on?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I get you. Vanilla cone.
I think it always hits. It always hits, dude. All in the summer, dude. You can't beat a vanilla cone.
Chocolate shake.
You can put that at decent.
I think it's decent too. I mean, I don't think it's bad.
What is that?
I'm assuming this is the vanilla shake.
Yeah, you can put that at decent too.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry shake. Yeah. Ooh, the strawberry shake. Always hits. I'm not going to lie. I love strawberry. Your strawberry shakes are good.
If you're a viewer and you're like, oh, I like the chocolate shake more, we just like the strawberry.
strawberry shake is good, dude.
Hot fudge sundae.
Ooh, always hits, bro. That was a staple in my childhood right there. 100%.
Caramel sundae.
I can put that at decent.
Okay, here we go. I think this is going to go up top, too. Baked apple pie.
Okay, our boy Hunter Calkin swears on those things.
Dude, I love
And they are fire. But it's also one of those things like with the fries, you can't let that thing get cold like at all. Because That's then it true. Just turns into a mushy like.
We're going to put it in always hits for that reason.
Always hits. Oh, the chocolate chip cookies. Give me 15 of them. Seriously? Absolutely. Oh, my fucking God. I love their chocolate chip
cookies. Dude, I've never had this.
Are you fucking serious? You've never had their chocolate chip cookies?
No, I've never had their chocolate chip cookie.
Tyler, buddy.
I'm going to put it up there for you. I'm going to go try it, and I'll let you know next week. But, like, dude, I've never even thought about it.
The chocolate chip cookies might be some of the best, like, right out of the oven. You're so good, buddy. But, dude. I mean, I swear by them. They're so good. They're so good. Unbelievably good. And you could just get them for so cheap back in the day. But but I think that about does it for the bracket. For the episode.
I mean, that's all we had to talk about.
Yeah.
So this was really fun. We had a lot of fun doing this bracket. You know, we like to do these kind of tier lists and bracket stuff all the time. So this was a good one. Pull that down. Put us back up here. So, yeah, everybody, thanks for tuning in. You guys got to go down in the comments and let us know if we got anything wrong on the tier list. Let us know what you think about the Ja'Marr Chase situation.
Yep.
And just remember to like and comment and subscribe and shoot this out to your friends or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And if you, any college football fans out there, if you guys have any anticipated matchups, put them in the comments and tell us who you think is going to win, score prediction. And I think that about wraps it up. We appreciate you guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Peace.